the language you just put down, how valuable would it be to your ongoing state? First of all, we talked about how your state affects the way you evaluate everything, right? And your language creates a state. So if the most intense feelings you normally express could be interrupted, negated, transformed on a consistent basis, what would it do to the quality of your life, that simple little thing we just did? What would it do? So you have the first step. You have an awareness of the old word. And if you get associated with the consequences, then all you got to do is scramble the old word. Scramble it, say it, make it sound stupid. Then all you got to do is start say the old word, say the new word. Start say the old word, say the new word. About 10 times really fast. A couple days in a row, and pretty soon it'll happen. Then you'll get self-reinforced because it'll feel good. So I want to make sure you do that. So we're going to do that in a few moments. I want to give you one distinction first. And that is this. The same day that I made this distinction called transformational vocabulary, which, by the way, I use every day I'm alive. Because when I'm talking to people, and when people are here standing up and they're speaking, I'm listening for a few things. And it's very simple to see. I'm hearing the model of the world, and I'm knowing the model of emotional intensity that they're creating, good or bad, by the words that they're selecting. If they're intensifying positive words, or positive messages, or if they're intensifying negatives, I know exactly where the dimension of their emotion is, and certain words they're using tell me even more. They don't just tell me their emotion, they tell me their model of the world. They tell me completely how they think, in code, in a few words. In fact, the same day I made an additional distinction. And with the same guys, right, remember I told you about this, one guy goes berserk when we got this information, the other person over here is really calm. So while I noticed we use different words, I was also still curious as to why he went so berserk and he was so quiet, especially the berserk one, because it was so extreme. And I knew the words he was using was intensifying it, but it seemed like there was more than even just the words going on. And so at one point I said, you know, why are you so intense about this? He said, don't you realize? It's like they got a gun to our head. They got us in a box with a gun to our head. If I thought somebody had me in a box with a gun to my head, I might react with a little more intensity. How many follow this? Say I. Now, one of the basic things most of you learned from me, even when you went to the firewalk, was that behavior, what people do is based on their state, and you learn this simple model where if we take a human being, that's supposed to be a human, and we want to change their state, we said we could either change their physiology or we could change their focus. Focus is a simple word for change what they're representing internally. Would be the more accurate way to describe it. But it's a bigger word, so I usually say focus. Their internal representation. What does that mean? It means whatever you represent, whatever you picture, whatever you say, whatever you do in your head, you feel. So when he starts representing that this situation equals I'm in a box with a gun to my head, he immediately goes into state and behaves accordingly as if somebody really had a gun to his head in a box. How many follow that? Say I. So interestingly enough, I instinctively responded because he was so, it's like a gun, we're in a box with a gun to our head. I said, what color is the squirt gun? He said, what? I said, what color is the squirt? He said, there's no squirt gun. I said, sure there is, what color is it? Now you can fight me all you want, but if I say, don't think of the color blue, don't think of the color blue, whatever you do, do not think of the color blue. There's one color you must not think of. What's the color? Perfect. You can't not do something. He has to perceive it. So as soon as he perceives it's a squirt gun, his state instantaneously changes. Then I know something about this guy. He's very competitive. So I use that as leverage and I say, I don't know about you, but no one could build a box that could hold me, but maybe they could for you. Boom, box is gone, squirt gun's out the window, he's ready to rock. How many follow? Say aye. So in that moment, I didn't realize what I was doing. I was doing it instinctively. I was breaking the pattern. But I'd also discovered something about the human psyche. And I didn't have a label for it yet, but it started to show up lots of other ways. And how it happened next was I was doing a seminar. It was Carefree, Arizona, near outside of Phoenix. And I was doing the seminar. We'd been in like 3 or 4 days. It was like a life mastery kind of program, only it was a 14-day program. And I was up here talking, and all of a sudden this guy about 6 rows back went, I'm blacking out! And people were like fleeing. They looked like he had a knife in his hand. They were freaking out. And this psychiatrist in front row goes, oh my God, he's has a psychotic breakdown. I said, shut up. Because I don't know how to deal with psychotic breakdowns at that stage of my life, but I sure know how to handle any pattern. But if I thought it was a psychotic breakdown, I'd freak out, so I didn't. I went, shut up. And he goes, I'm blacking out! I said, sir, sir, sir. He went, what? I said, do you know how to type? He said, what? I said, do you know how to type? He went, yeah. I said, and this is the days before computers shows how old I am when I started my career, right? In those days, people still used an IBM Selectric. And I said, then white it out. They looked at me. Some of you people in your 20s going, what's a typewriter? Huh? And he looked at me and he went, I said, white it out. He went, okay. And he went, I go, how's that? He goes, oh, it's so much better. Okay, sit up. So, and I just went on like I was teaching, and people were like staring. I said, come on, let's go. And I acted like nothing happened. And then the psychiatrist was freaking because he knew the guy was going to break down again. Later that night, I talked to this guy one-on-one. He came up to me, and he was totally clear and coherent. And it turned out it was his 40th birthday, and his father died on his 40th birthday. His father died on his own birthday, obviously, heart attack. And he just had this break of this massive unconscious fear that just went crazy. So all I did was break. He was blacking out. He thought he was dying, and he was fighting to stay here, was going on in his head. So by whiting it out, I just took a metaphor and completely changed the experience, and he never went back. It was a 14-year program, never had another problem. No one had to drug him. No one had to deal with him. It was fine.